Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA Officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA Chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Live cattle future finished anywhere from 22 to 90 cents lower. The lowest month was out in April, 125.37, down 90 cents. December was 119.55, down 65 cents. We've been on a pretty significant sell-off here over the last couple of weeks. At the beginning of November, the high was 127.87. Today's close, 119.55. It's about an $8 sell-off there on the December live cattle. And really led by the cash market. Yesterday we had cash anywhere from 118 to 120. It looks like the bulk of it was right at 119. Then feeder cattle today were anywhere from 20 to 35 lower. November, which expire today, 157.77, down 22. January is down 35 at 153.90. And January will become the front month tomorrow. Box beef at midday was 14 cents lower on choice at 209.99. Select $1.87 lower at 188.74. Choice and select spread continues to widen out as $21.25. We have an on-feed report Friday afternoon. It's tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. The estimates on feed as of November the 1st are 105.7% of last year, placed in October at 107.6, and marketed in October at 105.4% of last year.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures were generally weaker today, with some instances of, for instance, the wheat. July wheat was nearly unchanged at $4.65. But other than that, corn and beans were both under pressure. Corn was 1.5 to 2.5 lower, while beans were 3 to 3.5 cents lower. These hedge funds are still weighing on the corn and the wheat futures. Beans, it looks like they're maybe paring back a little bit on their length. Exports this morning were right in the middle of the range for wheat at 519,000. Corn was quite disappointing at 954,000. They're looking for 1.2 to 1.9. So, quite a bit lower than the low end of the range. And then beans were on the low end, but within the range at 1.176. Informa Economics released their first 2018 grain estimates this morning. So looks like their 2018 corn estimate in terms of acres is 91.4 million acres, 14.629 billion bushels. So they're predicting another big year for corn next year. On their soybean acres, they're estimating 89.6 were 90.2 last year. So dropping soybean acres, and then wheat acres 45.6, slightly lower than last year. And then cotton, 12.5 million acres versus 12.6 this last year, and an estimate of 20.22 million bales.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.